Hello, hello, hello. This is the air castle in the land of make-believe. And all the children can hear us because we have a magic wire which goes to the radio. We are very happy to be in the tower room of the air castle again today. Soon we hope to see Clickety-Clack and Bugler Murphy and President Pip, Happy Duck, Yip the little wooden dog, and some of our other friends who will gather to visit with us. And while we're waiting for them, we might sing the song about the Toyland Jubilee. The little wooden men like this song very much because they have ever so many friends in Toyland. Tiny little people made of tin and made of wood, and all the little dolls and everyone. So perhaps if we sing this, they'll come hurrying up the stairs. Dolly was so jolly at the Toyland Jubilee. He was singing in a swing beneath a pretty candy tree. The Augie band was playing, all the dolls were swaying, happy as could be. Shaggy doggy scared a froggy with the cutest mandolin. Dimple Dotty said, "You naughty, wicked little Rin Tin Tin." He hid in the flowers, stayed asleep for hours while they danced with glee. Wooden soldier said, "I'm bolder than a great big polar bear." But a cricket in a thicket chirped and gave him such a scare. Chinese lanterns twinkled, magic dream bells tinkled, lovely sight to in the morning, without warning, all the little sunbeams came. Breezes rustled as they hustled homeward to be found the same. Come sometime with me, if you'd like to see the Toyland Jubilee. And there's another little song we remember, taken from Good Bird's opera, about the sunflowers and about the honeybees. Out in the sun we sway all day long, each flower a jolly good fellow. When day is done we stay where we belong, keeping our blossoms bright yellow. And when it's day again, happy we play again, gladly we sway again, there it's bright. Birds, bees, and butterflies pass by our open eyes, filling our hearts with delight. Sun we sway all day long, can we stay where we belong, keeping our blossoms bright yellow? Then when it's day again, happy we sway again, gladly we play again, where it's bright. Birds, bees, and butterflies pass by our open eyes, filling our hearts with delight. Here he comes. Little wooden man, 1 foot high. Clickety-clack, clickety-clack. Hello, clickety-clack. Hello, Bugler Murphy. Oh, they're dressed up in very beautiful costumes today. Oh, pelt of mile. I can't even say it. They're so bright and beautiful. I was going to say pink, and I said pilk. Ah, Bugler Murphy thinks that's funny. He's smiling. Pink satin. We were going to say pink silk, and then instead of that, we made a mistake. Oh, it's a good thing President Pip isn't here. We might be a little bit embarrassed. And as he says, there is nothing more embarrassing than to be embarrassed. All right, Bugler Murphy. Well, anyway, they look very, very fine, we think, in their little pink satin suits, trimmed with silver, and an extraordinary amount of lace. Oh, my. President Pip was very good to you today. Tall silver helmets with a white plume in the very top. Oh, that's wonderful. Clickety-clack and Bugler Murphy say that we're going to be allowed to visit the toy room today. You know, the toy room is just off of President Pip's workshop. His workshop is for inventing wonderful things such as rockets and aeroplanes and speedo bubbles and whirligigs and whatnots. Yes, whatnots. Whatever they may be. And such things as the travel ray and beard protectors and, oh, everything you can think of. But beyond that, in the toy room is another shop. And at this time of year, it's very busy. Very busy indeed. Because all of the little brownies who are craftsmen and toy makers gather here from all parts of the land of make-believe, and under the direction of President Pip begin making toys of every kind so that they may help Santa Claus. You see, Santa Claus has to work so hard all year with all of his little brownies up at the North Pole, or wherever his place is exactly located, and President Pip always wants to help him. So as soon as President Pip arrives, we're going to go to the toy room. And here he comes now. Oh, Bugler Murphy, blow the salute. Please. I'm the new bugle. Hello, President Pip.
Oh, how do you do, Starry Man? Goodness me. Certainly glad to see you bright and smiling and clickety-clack and Bugler Murphy. Well, you know, I promised Clickety Clack and Bugler Murphy I would take them in to see all the toys in the toy room and all the little brownies and elves working away at their benches making toys. I just received an order from Santa Claus for 3,000 jumping jacks.
3,000 jumping jacks.
And 1,427 dolls that would say Mama.
Yes.
And 1,571 dolls that would say, how do you do?
Oh, President Pip, you'll be very busy.
And 567 dollhouses.
Oh, just think of it.
And 458 doll buggies.
My.
And 271 little doll beds.
Oh, President Pip, how can you remember all of those things?
Well, I've thought about it so much I have to remember. Come on, Story Man, and I'll show you all about it.
Clickety-clack and hardly wait until he gets there. Oh, President Pip.
It's Just the arrow over here to the right now. Come on. See right through my workshop. Here, clickety-clack, don't bother any of my things. I'll open the door. All right, now you see what you can see. See what you can see? Isn't that wonderful, Story Man? See, they're working to beat the band.
Oh, just see them. Oh, President Pip. It seems as though there must be at least 200 little brownies working away here at little benches. Some of them are painting, and some of them are sawing, and some of them are pounding.
Goodness me, aren't they working hard, though? See, one of them is working on a new little music box.
Oh, isn't that a beautiful little music box? Someone is going to be delighted with that.
That's to go on a Christmas tree and play a tune when it whirls around. My, but they're working hard, aren't they, Story Man?
Clickety-clack, I think you'd better stay with us. Yes, just see the pretty toys. Oh, here comes Happy Duck. Happy Duck wants to see, too.
Come on, Happy Duck, you can see. See all the toys being made to help Santa Claus, so all the good children will get beautiful things for Christmas. It's just time to be starting all that kind of thing, you know. I have to think ahead of time, goodness me. See that little man there with a long beard like mine working away?
Oh, what is he making?
He's making a little red wagon.
Oh, that's delightful, President Pip. But I'll have to leave now. Goodbye, children. Be good. And you'll be happy.